Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Anthony Lark, who's number two at Spicer Hart. He's the group MD. You do all the work whilst Paul writes all the things on Property Industry I. I'm perplexed about this chapter system that was announced 12, 18 months ago, where you seem to have gone against all the other corporate and large estate agents. What is this chapter system? Explain it to me. Talk to me.
So the Spicer Hart has traditionally been set up, like many other businesses of its type, with a managing director of estate agency, a managing director of lettings, a managing director of financial services, and so on. And one of the discussions that we had a number of years ago now, and what became affectionately known as Projects Ireland within the Spicer Hart family, was how we could create a better synergy between those businesses, how we could pull those businesses together in a different way to become...
God forbid, what, letting agents talk to estate agents, talk to mortgage companies? Yeah, God.
I mean, you have some, I'll be the first to admit, when it first got discussed, I was quite sceptical about it. Always been concerned about breaking down the expertise and diluting. But we, through lots of discussions around the exec table, decided that actually we could pull this together in a way where we wouldn't dilute, but we could get that synergy that we were looking for. It became known as a chapter structure. So there was lots of talk about whether we'd all be riding around in Hell's Angels jackets and things like that. But the idea of chapter was to bring that sort of togetherness, that sense of team spirit. So we moved away from having the three bespoke business MDs.
Which was estate agency, lettings and FS.
Yes. And we created, what we've ended up with now is two chapters. So each chapter is led by a chapter managing director, and they take responsibility for the businesses that sit below them and the relationships, which is the most important part. So they bring that together.
So you split the country in half?
Pretty much, yes, yeah.
And so what, north, south, east, west?
You know how these things work. You've got a bit of
it. Okay, so it's chopped up. So one person's in charge of half a country. How it is geographically is irrelevant, and they are responsible for all three main streams. I know you've got other little sub streams like new homes, but fundamentally, resi sales, lettings, and FS.
Yeah, okay. And I looked at we still have got the expertise in through the business lines.
Because that's also got to ask is that, God forbid, you don't want an estate agent running a lettings department, and you're ex-mortgages, what do you know about estate agency? I say that nicely and humbly.
No, but it's a fair point. So we've made sure that from branch level up, you still have those lines of expertise, which is a mistake I believe businesses have made over the years of going too far down the line and diluting where the responsibility sits.
Yes, I think that's what Countrywide did. I know you're ex-Countrywide yourself, that they diluted it a little bit too much down.
I believe so, and I think it's one of the things that's been has been their undoing to a degree. So we've kept, but the chapter MD is responsible for bringing those senior relationships together. And everybody still has their lines of reporting that mean we don't lose that expertise. And that for us was a really, really critical piece to this.
So what's that done to your business then?
Well, we certainly, when we started this out, which was October, November last year.
That's 2019.
Thank you, yeah. So we certainly began to see that the ways in which the businesses were working together at grassroots was really starting to improve. COVID has kind of distracted that to a degree. So as we start to come out the other side of COVID, whenever that is, it's something that we need to sort of start to build back up again. But what we did see was that at that senior level in particular around the chapter, it's what we refer to as the chapter board, you started to see people out there working for each other's businesses, not just their own as well. So more eyes and ears, more support, more communication, and that really started to...
What, like estate agents giving leads to the lettings department? I mean, God...
Who would have known? And vice versa. And everybody just thinking slightly bigger picture, but it was having more... It was the chapter board for me that I began to see the power of it, where you started to see how that everyone... if I'm going into a branch today, I can also help the other parts of the business as well, not just be, one-dimensional on my operation. And that was quite a big change.
Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.